Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Hearing from a place of lack, hearing from a place of trauma. But when all that is moved out of the way and that preceding word has gripped you and starts to magnify in your life, now you start to hear like God wants you to hear. You start to hear what heaven is saying. I like to use examples like this. Sunday, you know, which I was sharing it in our staff meeting. There are all types of gifts in the church, and I know many, many various gifts. And one of the ways that God will bless me through a gift is when praying for someone, if I close my eyes, I'll see them or I'll see something about them. And I remember the lady. Remember the lady? How I always said the whole theme was hell lost another one. How many got saved? One. Hell lost another one. She was set free. But when I closed my eyes, I saw her with a 2x4. And she was swinging it. And I said, you a fighter? And she said, yep. I said, you like to fight, don't you? She said, yep. I said, well, God said, you ain't going to have to fight anymore. I said, that type of fight is over. It didn't start to break her. And you could see that the Spirit started to minister to her. I said, because God's going to start fighting your battles. I said, you have to fight to get here. You're a fighter. You had to fight. You had a life of fighting. I said, that day is over with. Because today, hell just lost another one. You could be set free. And now God's going to fight your battles. So what am I saying? Not that we are perfect, but that we are listening. For God, we are expecting God to show us things, to speak to us, to minister. You know, let me say it this way. I dare you to try God. I'm not talking about fabricate stuff and make up stuff, but put yourself in a position where God can use you to speak to someone, where you're listening. And Lord, give me a rhema word for them. You'd be surprised at how Holy Spirit will drop stuff, and you didn't even think about that. But they'll be able to identify one and say, how'd you know that? Or, well, that sure did bless me. That impacted my life. I've never been the same since that time. And it's not just for preachers. That's for all of God's covenant people. It's yours by covenant right. Let's talk about something here. In John chapter 5, I'm going to give you two examples. I got time. John chapter 5, and let's start at verse number 1. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having 5 porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, a blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man, look at this, was there, which had an infirmity, 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, will you be made whole? The impotent man answered him, sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I'm coming, another steps down before me. Now let's pause there for a moment. The man at the pool of Bethesda had been in that condition for 38 long years. And he was still pursuing, listen closely, he was still pursuing with the little bit of knowledge that he had. He was still pursuing, right? he kept persistent on applying what he knew for 38 years, but to no avail. Now, honestly, I want you to think about this a moment. Does this remind you of some of the faithful saints that come to church all the time, plodding along the church, hoping something will happen today because it happened before? Just time after time, just plodding, hoping something will happen. Let's read on. Jesus said unto him, "Rise, take up your bed, and walk." And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, "It is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for you to carry your bed." Now, I want to show you something here that God showed me many years ago concerning this portion of scripture and how strongholds can keep a person bound. This was a covenant child. He was covenant. He was following what little he knew. But have you noticed Jesus didn't even pray for him? He didn't lay hands on him. He didn't pray for him. What did he do? He said, "Take up your bed." Wait a minute. A religious person would have said, "Well, this is the Sabbath. You are not supposed to carry anything or take up anything or lift anything like this on the Sabbath." Go with me into this man's mind where there were strongholds. And I would suggest this is why he was bound for so many years. But Jesus simply told him to take up his bed on the Sabbath. In other words, I need you to break a mindset. Your healing is held captive by how you are thinking. Just pick up your bed. And it'll destroy what's been holding back your healing. You don't have to get in this water. You don't have to wait on an angel. The sickness is in your mind. Break this thing off in your mind. I hope somebody heard me tonight. I'm talking about strongholds within. How people think and how 38 years he was bound by that. But Jesus didn't lay hands on him. Didn't even pray for him. He said, "Pick up your bed." Imagine what went through his mind. This is a Sabbath. Pick up my bed and walk. What that got to do with me getting in the pool? Nothing. Not a thing. It got to do with a stronghold in your mind. Thank you, my brother. Somebody's getting it. Somebody's receiving a proceeding word. Because how many strongholds are there that are limiting you, that have you afraid? Have you limited? Have you bound? Have you not even thinking that way? You need to test some boundaries. Wait a minute. I'm not going to let this bind me up. See, sometimes people allow people's faces or their anger or other stuff to bind them up. Or whatever it is, loosier. The Lord says, "What is man that you are mindful of him? Cease from man whose breath is in his nostrils. For who is he to be accounted of?" Come on, you got to get rid of those fears. What did he tell him? He said, "Take up your bed." And the Jews went after him because it was the Sabbath. But do you see what was broken in the spirit realm that had him held captive? How about the woman that was bent over for a long time, and Jesus, right in front of all the seas, the Pharisees, healed her. She stood straight up. She was a child of the covenant. It was a covenant right on the Sabbath. Question, how much has bound you or kept you from that you don't really need anybody to pray for you? You don't need no mighty move of God. You just need to change your mindset. Change how you see things and say, this ain't stopping me no more. I ain't afraid of that no more. That's what happened. And it broke. But again, doesn't this remind you, a lot of people just plod to church, and it's not healing. They, you can pray for them every week, and they won't receive the healing, but it's not that. It's this. You break that, you get that in alignment, then you can receive the proceeding word. Now, tell somebody, now is on. Let's go to Mark chapter 5. And let me see where I want to start here. The woman with the issue of blood. I'm gonna give you a procedure or a formula or some points on how to break these strongholds.
The 2026 Resurrection Life Family Worship Center's Women's Conference. The theme is From His Presence to Her Purpose. If you're looking to move to the next level in God, you can't afford to miss this time. Friday, May 1st and Saturday, May 2nd, there will be a dynamic lineup of speakers to encourage and inspire you. The whole weekend, there will be an atmosphere of deliverance, healing, breakthrough, and more. Come experience the presence of God like never before. From His presence to her purpose. Get your tickets now at rlwomensconferences.com. That's rlwomensconferences.com. Get your tickets early so you know you're locked in, and then come expectant, come ready, come see what God has in store for you.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine, higher than religion, higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us. From the troposphere to the stratosphere, Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.